This is Cinematic Sound on Demand.
Welcome back to the Cinematic Sound Radio Show on Demand. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host, and you're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. On this program, we're presenting our best scores of 2010, the top 10 scores of 2010. And we have already played for you seven scores. That includes number 10, The Karate Kid by James Horner. In at number 9, In My Sleep by Conrad Pope. In at number 8, Tangled by Alan Menken. In at number 7, Human Target Season 1 by Bear McCreary. In at number 6, Space Battleship Yamato, with original score composed by Naoki Sato. In at number 5, Alice in Wonderland by Danny Elfman. And in at number 4, The Ghost Rider by Alexandre Desplat. Our number 3 score of 2007 comes from the sequel to Tron, called Tron Legacy, with original score composed by Daft Punk. This film tells the story of Sam Flynn, a tech-savvy 27-year-old son of Kevin Flynn, who looks into his father's disappearance and finds himself pulled into the same world of fierce programs and gladiatorial games where his father has been living for 20 years. Along with Kevin's loyal confidant, father and son embark on a life-and-death journey across the visually stunning cyber universe that has become far more advanced and exceedingly dangerous. Honestly, when I heard that Daft Punk was involved with this score, I didn't even give it a chance of succeeding. Not so much of the film succeeding, but of the score succeeding. I didn't even think that I would even like it, maybe not even listen to it. However, when I did put this one on, and I'm telling you, I was cringing a bit when I hit the play button, but all of a sudden, this great sound exploded out of my speakers, and for the next almost hour, about 58 minutes and a half, I was taken on this wondrous journey through many different musical styles that all comes together in this wonderful package. It's half electronica, techno, new age, and half of it is this grand symphonic sound that I didn't even expect to hear coming out of this score. The opening overture is just symphonic gold. It lasts about 2.5 minutes and really sets you up for the rest of the album. And then you get the track called The Grid, which has some dialogue over top of it with Jeff Bridges giving this short little speech about what the Tron universe is all about. And as much as I'm not really a fan of dialogue over musical tracks on a soundtrack, it really works. And as Jeff Bridges' speech ends, of course, he playing Kevin Flynn, again, another wonderful theme pops out and, again, sets you up for this wonderful ride you're going to experience with this music. The thing about the music itself is that it's nothing really new, but it's how they combine, they being Daft Punk, and Daft Punk, of course, being the electronic music duo who has written some pretty big hits and are big fans in the techno electronica universe. But what they've done is they've combined that sound, that sort of house synth pop sound, with the symphony orchestra, and it just works wonderfully. The themes are rather simple. You know, their electronics is nothing new. There's hints of John Carpenter, Brad Fidel, Vangelis for sure. Of course, they had to listen to the sounds of Wendy Carlos's original score for Tron back in the early 80s, although stylistically, this score is completely different than what Wendy Carlos did. However, Carlos did combine electronics with the symphony orchestra for her score as well. Perfectly, it's a great score as well. So Daft Punk, again, not being film music composers, actually went looking for some help, and they got quite a bit of help, including some help from Hans Zimmer's team, Bruce Broughton, and a whole slew of other people to kind of get them through the process. So working with Hans Zimmer, of course, you're going to have sort of an Hans Zimmer type sound, and that is quite obvious with the string ostinatos that are heard during some of these tracks that really propel the score along, growling low brass bursts. It comes right out of Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, Inception. But what I think separates Daft Punk's music from Hans Zimmer's, or at least I don't want to compare the two, but what I find much more satisfying about the Tron score is the organic symphonic power that you hear in this. The orchestra isn't layered over with a synth orchestra. You can really tell that that orchestra is it. It's organic, it's natural, live players are playing it, and they play along with the electronics that Daft Punk has created for this score. Now, as I said, Tron might not be the most original or complex score, but it's one of the best film music albums produced this year and contains a sound that I expected to hear written for a Tron film. Things that I like: it's thematic, it's memorable, it packs a punch, it's really powerful and incredibly dramatic. And as you get into the CD, the regular CD, there's a whole bunch of different versions of this CD out there, but I would say as you get to track 16, which is called Rectifier, from there right to the end, Daft Punk really pours it on. Big orchestra, great themes, and the electronica and titles is just a delight. This is sort of the stuff that I don't listen to, but as far as album presentation, this is one of the best that I've heard and one of the best produced in 2010. And now here's music from our number 3 score of 2010, composed by the French electronica duo Daft Punk, from the film Tron Legacy.
Thank you. frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they moved through the computer. What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Thank you.
Music from our number 3 soundtrack of 2010. It comes from the film Tron Legacy, with original score composed by Daft Punk, and the original soundtrack recording is available on Walt Disney Records.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program. This is our best of 2010 countdown right here on Cinematic Sound on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. In at number 2 is music from composer Christopher Gordon and his fantastic score to Daybreakers, which came out only a few weeks into 2010, and it really stuck with me, and it's a fantastic, fantastic score. The film takes place in the year 2019, where a plague has transformed almost every human into vampires. Now, this presents a particular challenge, as the vampire's food supply, human blood, is dwindling, and rationing is now the norm. Now, there's growing evidence that vampires deprived of an adequate blood supply are themselves evolving into wild, vile creatures that attack anyone or anything in order to survive. But then you have Dr. Edward Dalton, played by Ethan Hawke. He's a vampire and hematologist who works for a pharmaceutical firm, and he's been working on finding an artificial blood supply that will meet the vampire society needs. As I said, the score for the film is composed by Christopher Gordon, just one of the most promising voices in film music today. He's written so many great scores, and hopefully this score leads to more work for Christopher Gordon. Last year, he scored Mio's Last Dancer, which was another fantastic score. And I hope he continues to work and gets that big break that he needs. The score for Daybreakers is ominous, atmospheric, dark, chilling, and technically brilliant. And when Gordon needs to, he ignites some thunderous percussion for the action material, which kind of is reminiscent of his Rugby World Cup music. And the full symphony orchestra gets a great workout in the epic cue Spread de Cure, which is the second to last track on the album, which features Gordon's trademark brass and woodwind writing. But for the most part, the score is on the quiet, atmospheric side. Another highlight is a track called Into the Sun. It features a fantastic build-up and climax, and it kind of reminds me of his Salem's Lot music, big choir, low brass, and strings. Throughout the score, you also get samples of electronics, which can be heard ever so slightly underneath the symphonic writing. There's cello solo heard at the beginning of the highlighted track Spread the Cure, and in the middle of the end credit cue called Daybreak. That's another highlight. There's just some gorgeous writing in this score, and it's something you might not expect to find in a horror film like this, although Alexandre Desplat definitely set the bar high with his score to The New Moon. And the recording itself is brilliant. It's dynamic, bright, and punchy. In any case, this is a solid score written by one of the most talented composers out there, and is one of the smartest and freshest horror scores I've heard in a long, long time. If it weren't for our number one score of 2010, this would be our number one score, but unfortunately, it had to take a seat back one to spot number two. This is our number two score, 2010, composed by Christopher Gordon for the film Daybreakers. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Daybreakers. Original score composed and conducted by Christopher Gordon. And the original soundtrack recording is available on Lionsgate Records.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound with your host, Eric Woods.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it here on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. I really hope you enjoyed today's program, as we are now at the end of our Best of 2010 countdown with our number one score of the year. This one was such an easy pick for me. The film I have seen maybe 20, 30 times since it came out on DVD. The score I listen to maybe once a week since its release back in the summer of 2010. And it's still a score that I want to play every week. I want to hear it every week. And it's really one of my favorite scores now of all time. It's probably up there in the top 20. It's magical. It makes me feel like a kid again. The score was by John Powell. The film is How to Train Your Dragon. This is our number one score of 2010. It has been a long, long time since I had this kind of emotional connection to a film and its score. Everything about it, I think, is brilliant. It's a simple tale, but the way it's executed, it's film and movie music magic. You know, if I was a kid, this would be my Goonies, my The Explorers, my Flight of the Navigator. You know, it's a film that any kid could get lost in and spark his or her imaginations. As for the score itself, it's thematically rich, epic in scope, and downright pitch perfect in the emotional department. There are numerous highlights. The whole thing is one big highlight, but if you had to separate a few cues from the album and talk about them, one, of course, is Forbidden Friendship. It's the Married Life cue of 2010. Remember Married Life, composed by Michael Giacchino for Up. Written for a scene that had no dialogue, the music was allowed to breathe and tell the story. Well, Forbidden Friendship in How to Train Your Dragon is just that. And actually, I prefer Forbidden Friendship over Married Life. Not to put Giacchino down, it's a brilliant piece, but Powell's cue actually brings a tear to my eye every time I play the cue on its own and see it in the film. It's really just magical. There are themes aplenty. One for Hiccup, the main character in the film. There's one for Burke itself. There's a theme for a romantic flight. There's one for Toothless, the dragon, the main dragon in the film. There's just themes all over the place. There is thrilling action music. There's at least three or four cues written for flying sequences, and who doesn't like a good flying sequence? Most composers are usually inspired by flying sequences, and John Powell's no different. I can't give the score and film enough praise. I was so ecstatic when John Powell received an Academy Award nomination for this score. It's too bad that he didn't win the award, because it, for me, is hands down the best thing that John Powell has ever written. It's just a sublime score. The film itself should have won the Academy Award for Best Animated Film. Nothing against Toy Story 3, good movie, but again, I just had this wonderful emotional connection to How to Train Your Dragon like I really have never before. It's been a really, like I said, it's been a really, really long time since I felt this way about a film and its score. I wish I could say more. I could probably go on for hours, days, but we're going to let the music now tell its story. This is our number one film score of 2010. It comes from How to Train Your Dragon. The original soundtrack recording is available on Verez Sarabande Records, and the score was composed by John Powell. Thank you very much for tuning in, folks, and we will see you next time.